If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. It is again a joy to greet you today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we are rejoicing in the blessings of God during the spring season. Last Sunday, more than 700 people answered the roll call to study God's Word together in the Sunday school hour. How grateful we are for the blessings of God during these days. Perhaps I am speaking to someone at this moment who is looking for a church that is friendly and that has a spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God. I would say to you, you will find such a church at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We invite you and your family to share with us the good things of the Lord on this Lord's Day. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. Now we will be starting as per our regular schedule, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then at the close of the service at the noon hour, we'll have a time-changing ceremony in which all of us will change our time together. So we invite you and your family to attend the Sunday school hour of Worth Baptist Church on Central Standard Time, that's the old time, 10 o'clock today. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service is at 7. It would be our joy to have you and your family and friends worship Christ with us in the beauty of holiness today. In the Sunday school hour, we have but one textbook, and that is the Bible. We're continuing in a series of lessons begun last Sunday in the book of Hebrews. Today we will study Hebrews chapter 2. Let me invite you to come and bring the whole family, where there is a class for every age and every grade level, and we teach the Word of God. And again, we would like to have you in our worship services where Christ is preached, the gospel is proclaimed. We would also like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Our theme for this year is Building for Christ as We Build for Eternity. We are now under construction and have been for some 6 months in our new properties, our new building at Loop 820 and Campus Drive. The Lord willing, we hope to complete these properties and move in the fall of this year. We invite you to share with us in prayer during these days that the blessings of God would be upon us as we continue this building program. Remember, we're building for Christ as we build for eternity. Our motto in the Sunday school and ministry of Worth Baptist Church is this: teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We believe as never before that men need to turn back to the Word of God. Is it not true that men have tried all of the books, all of the sources of help, and yet we have discovered that only the Bible has the answer? As the poet put it, we search the world for truth. We call the good, the true, the beautiful, from graven stone and written scroll, and all old flower fields of the soul, and weary seekers of the best, we come home laden from our quest to learn that all the sages said is in the book our mothers read. Indeed, the answer is within the framework of the Bible. We believe the Bible to be the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We believe it's inspired book by book, and chapter by chapter, and verse by verse, line by line, word by word, syllable by syllable, and letter by letter. So if you're looking for a Sunday school that teaches the Word of God, a church where the gospel of Christ is preeminent and where the truth is proclaimed, we invite you to share with us today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And don't forget, if you would like a free copy of today's message on cassette tape, it is yours free and postage paid. All you need do is write us this week. Simply write and request today's message on cassette tape, and we'll be happy to send it to you without any obligation or cost to you. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, Don't Look Now, But Your Heart is Showing. I shall read from Psalm 95, beginning at verse 6. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for the glorious privilege to sound the gospel truth. We thank Thee that Jesus Christ died, and that He lives again, and that He's at Thy right hand today to make intercession for us. We bring before Thee the needs of this radio audience. We know not who's listening, but Thou knowest, and Thou knowest every need and every heartbeat. Thou knowest the pulse beat. Thou knowest those who are nearest eternity. And I pray today that the Holy Spirit would convey this message to their hearts, some who are sick in the hospitals or in their homes, some in the rest homes, our senior citizens, wherever they might be today, some young people driving across the city, some in their places of business, wherever this broadcast reaches men today, I pray that the Holy Spirit would reach their hearts with the truth. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. And now in Psalm 95, I begin reading at verse 6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Don't look now, but your heart is showing. One out of every four persons who heard me read this text will die of a heart attack or some kind of heart disease. The heart is the number one killer, and it kills twice as many people as cancer. You heard me correctly. One out of every four persons who hears this broadcast today will die of some kind of heart disease. Medical authorities tell us that from 91 to 97% of all diseases of the body are related to the heart. By the way, have you counted your heartbeats lately? In the average lifespan of 70 to 71 years, your heart will beat 2.5 billion times. But don't worry, your heart rests 1/16 of a second between every beat. And your heart is the most amazing machine in all the earth. Don't look now, but your heart is showing. Could I ask you a heart-to-heart question? Is your heart right with God? You may say, but Pastor, I joined the church a long time ago, or I was baptized, or I partook of the Lord's Supper. But my friend, these things don't make your heart right with God. The only thing that can make your heart right with God is for you to trust Jesus Christ in your heart as your own personal Savior. Do you need to have a spiritual examination? perhaps a spiritual cardiogram? What if you were to go to the doctor tomorrow and your doctor told you heart to heart that you needed heart surgery? Would you submit to it? What if we could prove to you and you could be shown today from God's medical journal that we call the Bible that you need spiritual heart surgery in order to survive spiritually? Would you submit to it? There are four things about your heart that you should know. First, your heart is deceitful. As a human being, by nature, you have a deceitful heart. It is written in Jeremiah 9:17. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Not only that, in the second place, your heart is dictatorial. I read in Proverbs 23:6, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. In other words, the thoughts that come out of your heart dictate the conduct, the deportment, the behavior of your life. Whatever you harbor in your heart, you become. Your heart dictates to you where you go, how you feel, your attitudes, all the things that you feel in your life, and all the things you act upon come out of a dictatorial heart, because your heart is dictatorial. According to the Word of God, your heart tells your body what to do. Not only that, but in the third place, you should know that your heart is destitute. It is written in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, at verse number 5, that the imaginations of man's heart were evil only continually in God's sight. The fourth thing you need to know about your heart is this, that your heart, by nature, is defiled. Our Lord Jesus Christ gives us a commentary on the heart when he tells us in the Gospel according to Mark, at chapter 7, beginning at verse 21, something about how defiled the heart really is. Listen to the words of Jesus. Mark chapter 7 and verse 21. Jesus said, for from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. I repeat, your heart is deceitful, Jeremiah 9:17. Your heart is dictatorial, Proverbs 23:6. Your heart is destitute, Genesis 6:5. And your heart is defiled, Mark 7:21 through 23. How would you like to show me, how would you like for me to show you, on the other hand, that you can have the kind of heart that God wants you to have? I can show you out of the Bible. Would you like for me to show you from the Word of God the kind of heart that God wants you to have and that you should have? All right, listen. Five things about the kind of heart you should have. Number one, you should have an understanding heart. It is written in 1 Kings chapter 3. Solomon prayed, give thy servant an understanding heart. Number two, you should have a clean heart. In Psalm 51 at verse 10, the psalmist cried out, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Number three, you should have an established heart. In Hebrews chapter 13, we read that the heart should be established. In fact, Paul says, it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. Not only that, but in the fourth place, you should have a pure heart. In Matthew 5:8, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart. And in the fifth place, you should have a true heart. In Hebrews chapter 10 at verse 22, Paul declares, draw nigh unto God with a true heart. So, I repeat again the five things about your heart. Number one, an understanding heart. Number two, a clean heart. Number three, an established heart. Number four, a pure heart. And number five, a true heart. These things should characterize your heart and mind today. Don't look now, but your heart is showing. Let me talk with you for a few moments about three areas in which your heart is showing. First, your heart is showing what your belief is. What do you believe about God? What do you believe about the Bible? What do you believe about time and eternity, sin and salvation, heaven and hell, life and death? All of those things that you believe are shown in your heart. Listen to what Paul says in Romans chapter 10 at verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is, the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. My friend, it's not a head matter, it's a heart matter. When God measures a man, he doesn't put the tape around the head. He puts it around the heart. Your heart is bespeaking today what you think, how you behave, and what you believe. Your heart is showing the belief of your life, the creed, the credo. Whatever is written in your heart becomes not only a creed, but it becomes your conduct. So your heart is now showing what your belief is. In the second area, your heart is showing where your treasure is. Where is your treasure today? What are you investing your time and your money and your energy in? What's most important to you? What turns you on? What is the thing that thrills and challenges you? Let me read to you from the Word of God in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6. From the lips of Jesus Christ himself, you can discover that your heart is of this moment showing precisely where your treasure is. Listen to what Jesus said, Matthew 6, 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let me repeat that last verse. From the lips of Jesus Christ, God's Son, these words, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Your heart reveals what's most important to you in life. Your heart is telling on you right now. That's why I say, don't look now, but your heart is showing. In the third place, your heart is showing what your spiritual temperature is. Just how warm are you spiritually? What is your spiritual temperature? What do you know about the Bible, about Christ, about the church? Is your life on the altar? Have you surrendered your all to Jesus Christ? Are you living for Him? Just what is your spiritual temperature? Well, my friend, your heart is showing it. Let me give it to you again from the Word of God and again from the lips of Christ. In the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 22, at verse number 35, I read, Then one of them which was a lawyer asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ is telling us that our spiritual temperature, the barometer of our spiritual measurement, is shown by what's in the heart. Do you love God with all your heart, with all your spirit, with all your mind? Do you have a spiritual love toward your neighbor equal to that love that you have toward yourself? Jesus Christ said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy spirit, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Yes, your heart is showing what your belief is. Your heart is showing where your treasure is. And your heart is showing what your spiritual temperature is. Now, I have some wonderful, wonderful news for you. Listen to me when I tell you from the Word of God that God can give you, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever your state or status in life, God can give you a new heart. It is written in Ezekiel chapter 36 at verse 26, I will put a new heart in you. My friend, God can perform spiritual surgery on you this moment by the Holy Spirit with the scalpel of His Word and give you a new heart. Not only that, but God can give you an enlarged heart. It is written in 1 Kings 4:29, and God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding and an enlarged heart, and God can do the same thing for you in this moment. Another thing God can do for you, and this is good news, God can give you a trouble-free heart. I repeat, God can give you a trouble-free heart. In the upper room, the disciples were discouraged. They were despondent. They were disturbed. They were worried about the future. They were worried about their job security, about what we might call today the crisis that we have, the energy crisis, all of the shortages. They too had worries. They had problems. They had doubts. They had fears. Their hearts were troubled. Our Lord Jesus Christ said to them in John chapter 14 at verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. My friend, God can give you an enlarged heart, a new heart, and a trouble-free heart if you will but trust Him in this hour. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. Men judge you by what you appear to be, but God judges you by what you are. As it is written in 1 Samuel 16:7, man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. Don't look now, but your heart is showing. As we leave the broadcast today, may I remind you once again, our Sunday school meets on Central Standard Time at 10 o'clock, and then at the close of the morning worship hour, 12 noon, we will have a time-changing ceremony and change all of our clocks together. So let me encourage you to come to Sunday school at 10 on Central Standard Time here at Worth Baptist Church. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. So until next Lord's Day at this same time by radio, we wish you well. And the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.